Today's shiur is a Masechta Bava Kama on Daf Ein Gimel. We will begin on Daf Ein Beis Amud Beis with the Gemara following the Mishnah. A short Hagdama. We are about to begin the Sugya of Eid Zoyman L'Mafreya, and this is part of one of the most famous acronyms in Shas, Yal Kigam. Normally the Halacha, whenever there's a Machlois between Abai and Rav, is like Rava. There are six places in Shas which the acronym Yal Kagam stands for, those six cases where we paskin like Abaya. Today we are going to be learning about the Ayin in Yal, the sugya of Eid Zomeim L'Mafreya, where the halacha is like Abaya. The reason that the Gemara discusses this is because it's Negea our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask a question from our Mishnah on Daf Ein Gimel, where the Mishnah had discussed Eidim Zomim. Begins the Gemara. Itmar, Eid Zomim, Abaya Amar L'Mafreya Hu Nifsal, Rav Amar Mekan U L'Habo Hu Nifsal. Abaya says, as Rashi explains, that if a group of Eidim said their testimony in Nissan, and another group of Eidim came and said, how can you say that you saw Kach V'Kach happen in Nissan when on that date you were with us in a different place, and that took, and this Hazama testimony took place in Ir. So according to Abaya, the Edim become Pasul L'Mafreya, which means from the time of their original Haggadah's Edus. Any Edus that they said from Nissan till Ir, till they were Muslim, is all pasul. However, Rava says no, it's only mikan labo, it's only from the time that the Eidim Zomim came and said that the first cut were Eidim Zomimim. Only from then on are they pasul, not from before. And now the Gemara goes ahead to explain the swar of the machloikis between Abai and Rava. Abayu, amal mafreyu nifsol, because mahu shaita the isaid, havalei rasha, from the time that he gave testimony, he was a Rasha. About Torah Amr, the Torah states, Al Tashis Rasha Aid, do not place a Rasha as an aid. And since in Ir we found out that in Nissan they were Eidim Zomimim, they were Rishon, you're not supposed to have a Rasha as a witness. So therefore all the testimony that they testified between Nissan and Ir is all thrown out because they are Eidim Sulim. Rava Amar, Rava says no, Mikan Labon Nifsal. Why? Because Eid Zoymeim Chidushu, Dotreu Treinenu. The whole concept of Eid Zoym, that we believe the second pair of Eidim against the first pair of Eidim, is a Chidush. Because looking at it on the surface, it would seem that you have two Eidim who said that they were in New York City and they witnessed a murder take place. And the two other witnesses say, no, you were with us in Los Angeles at that day and time. You could not have been witnesses to the murder in New York. However, the other witnesses are saying, yes, we were in New York. So it would seem that why should we believe one pair of witnesses against the other? It's trey u trey. My chaz is the tzayis lahani. Why do you think that you should listen to the second pair of Edim? Tzayis lahani. Listen to the first pair of Edim. Maybe they're saying the truth that, in fact, they were in New York City and they did witness the murder. So since the whole din of Eid Zoymim, that we believe the second cut is a chiddush hilchach ein lecha boy ela mishas kedush ve'elach, you can only accept it, you minimize the amount of the chiddush, and therefore you do not go back retroactively to Nissan. It's only from Ir that we accept the chiddush that from now on we will render the first pair of Edim as psulim. Ikedi Amri, some understand the machlokes between Abaya and Rav in a different way. Rav and Nami Kabayas, really. Really, Rav holds like Abaya also. Da Amar L'Mafreya Unifsel, who said that the Eidim Zoyim have to become Pasul L'Mafreya. We don't say, Ein L'Choboy Elo Mishas Chiddush Ve'elach. V'hocha, so why, in fact, does Rav say Mikan L'Bo, Hain the time of the Rav? This is the reason of Rav, as we turn to Daf Ein Gimel Amud Alef. Mishum Pseido D'Lekuchais. Because if these witnesses during this month from Nissan to Ir, they had signed on various documents of sale, and the people who had taken these witnesses were unaware of their problem with being Edom Zoymimim, it would come out that they would have no Edom on their deeds, on their shtorois, and therefore the people who purchased the fields, for example, would lose their fields. Because of that, the Rabbanim, with the koyach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, that the Chacham have a koyach to take one person's money and give it to someone else. So based on that, the Chachamim said that any edus that they signed or that they testified from nisan to ir will be accepted because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, because of Pseida Lekuchis. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what is the difference between the first way we understood the Machloek Sabai and Rava and the second way? The Gemara answers, the is idu be tre lechad v'tre lechad. Let's say there were two witnesses who said that Reuven was with us in Los Angeles. There were another two witnesses who said that Shimon was with us in Miami. Neither of them were in New York when the murder took place. So here there was no chiddush. There's no chiddush that we believe the two pair of Edim, because each one of the Edim who are being said to be Zomimim has against the one a pair of Edim that are saying that that individual was at a different place. So, of course, we're going to believe the pair against the one. So since there's no chiddush, then we would definitely say l'mafreya. If the whole reason of Rava is because ein l'cho boi el mishas chiddush ve'elach, here there's no chiddush. So here it would come out that Rava would have to agree that we would say that you go l'mafreya. Inami de paslina begazlanusa. Or that the second pair of Edom did not say on the first pair of Edom that they are Edom Zoymim, but rather they said they're gazlanim. So gazlanim is not a chiddush, because the first pair of Edom can't say on themselves we're not gazlanim. When the second pair of Edom are being made on the guf of the Edom, on the person, they're not arguing, they're not saying different testimony concerning what transpired, but rather they're saying you are not allowed to be Edom because you're gazlanim. So then there's no chiddush that we believe the second pair of Edom. Then if the reason is because of chiddush, the chiddush goes not l'mafreya, it only goes mekan l'abo, here there's no chiddush, so here you would say l'mafreya, even according to Rava. That's what the Gemara continues. L'hach lishna d'amad mishum chiddush leka. So in these two cases, the case of gazlanusa, or where you had two, a cut going against one, and another cut going against the other one of the first cut, so then there's no chiddush. If there's no chiddush, then Rava would agree, you go to Mafreya. But lahach lishna damit mishum seid l'kuchais. But according to the ikkidi amri, according to the second lashon, that the reason that we go mikan labo according to Rava is because the l'kuchas could lose out on their land that they acquired because their edim on the shtar will be pasul, that would still apply, and because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, we will say that we go mikan ula bo. Now, Toisvus, Divri Amasl, Inami, the Paslin, Linu, Begazlanusa, at the end of Toisvus says, around 6-7 lines from the end of Toisvus, Avimatz Lememer, Ikebenayel, Inyan Dine Nefoshes, or Lesser Ishulabalo, Uli Inyan Gitim Vikedushin, Ve'edus Achoydish. The Gemara, when it asked the question, my benayu, what's the difference between the two Lashonis, could have given an answer when it has nothing to do with Mammon. A case of Dinei Nefoshes, or to Asur a woman on her husband, or concerning Gittin, or Kedushin, or Edus Achoydish, anything that has nothing to do with Mammon. But if you're going to go with the Svor of Chiddush, then all of these cases, they will not be possible, Mafrei, according to Rava. Ein Lecha El Mishas Chiddush Ve'elach. But if you're going to go according to the reason of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Pseidu Lekuchais, that only applies to money matters, but these are not money matters. So here you would go to Mafreya, even according to Rava. So why didn't the Gemara give that teretz, all these cases? Tosfos answers that the Gemara wants to try to find the nafkamina, even in a case of Pseidu Lekuchais of Dinei Mammonis. And that's why the Gemara gave the two terutzim that it gave, tre lechad v'tre lechad, or the difference of gazlanusa. Now, Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil, The second Tosis on the Yom, the Asiru Beitrei Bechad Vetrei Bechad, Tosis has a kasha, because why do we care that the two first Edom are divided up, and on each one there's another cut that's going against each one individually, but these two saw the Edus that they testified on together. So they themselves constitute a group of two that are saying that our Edus is a valid Edus. Now you have against this group of two, you have a total of four. But we have a rule, Tre Kameya, that two is as good as 100. There is no greater beerer in the Torah, clarification of truth, than having two witness, or 100, or 1,000, Tre Kameya. So why does the Gemara say, if it's Trei Lechad v'Trei Lechad, there is no Chiddush, and therefore we would go to Mafreya, there still is a Chiddush, because this is a group of two versus four, a Trei Kameya, so we would still have a Chiddush that we believe the group of four against the group of two. Tosis answers that it's speaking about where each one of the original Edom was unaware of his friend. He claims he saw it from one vantage point, from one window. The other one claims that he saw the murder or the monetary transaction from a second window. They were unaware of each other. And therefore, they do not constitute a group of two. Each one is an individual. And against each one, there is a group of two. And one aid has no neman, is connected to aidim. So there would be no chiddush. Now the Rabbi Chana Vassman Hashem Yinkam Domov clears in the Kibbutz Shiurim, what is the Pshat in Abaya? Perhaps before we go into Rabbi Chana, let's finish off the Gemara to the two dots where we see that the halacha in this Inyan is like Abaya. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti, we're on the fifth line of the Gemara. Ovid Rapapa Uvdika Vaseda Rabbi. Rapapa did a Maisa. There was a Dintar that came in front of him, and he went like Rav Papa, that Eidzaimim is Mikana Labo, and all the Eidus that they testified between the Haggadah's Eidus and when they became Zaimim was accepted. Like Rava says. Rav Ashi Amar Hilchas HaKavaseid Abaya. Rav Ashi says the Halacha is like Abaya. The Hilchas HaKavaseid Abaya. And the Halacha, in fact, is like Abaya. Biyal Kigam. Here we have that famous acronym, which stands for six cases. The Yud is the case of Yehu Shlomi Das. Gemara Eil Metzias, the Ayin is our sugya of Eid Zoyimim L'mafreyon Nifsol, Lamed is a sugya in Erevin Lechi Oymed Me'elov, Kuf is Kedushin She'en Mesurin Labia in Mesech the Kedushin, the Gimel is a Mesech the Gittin, Gilui Das Begittin, and the Mem is a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Murmula Te'yavin. In all of these six cases, the Halacha is like Abaya. On this, the Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim has a Shiloh. What is the pshat in Abaya, who we in fact paskin like, that Eid Zoyimim is l'mafreya hu nifsol? Is the pshat that Abaya holds that even if it's a chiddush, we say l'mafreya? Rava says it's a chiddush, but you go mikan l'aba. Abaya says, I don't agree with that. I hold it's a chiddush, and you go l'mafreya. Or is the pshat that Abaya holds it's no chiddush? He disagrees with Rava fundamentally whether Eid Zoyimim is a chiddush. He says, just like Gazlan Nus is not a Chiddush, because you're being made on the goof of the Edom that they are Pasul Edom, so too, by Edom Zoymimim, there's not a discussion, it's not a Hakhasha. One Eid says, one group of Edom said that Reuven killed Shimon, and the other group of Edom said, we were there with you together and we saw that Reuven did not kill Shimon. That's a case of Hakhasha. There is an argument between the Edom, we don't know who to believe, it's Trey. However, here, by Zoymimim, it's not a hakosha of one group of Edom against the other. Here, the second pair of Edom are saying about the first Edom that your lawyers, you weren't there. You're posuleidus because you weren't at the scene of the crime. So they're testifying not on the Maisa, they're testifying that you as Edom are lawyers because you were with us in Los Angeles, therefore you cannot be Edom. And therefore, it's just like saying they're begazel nus, and therefore there is no chiddush according to Abaye, and that's why Abaye says l'mafreya hu nifsal. But if there would be a chiddush, then Abaye would agree that you go mekan labot. That's the chakira that Rabbi Chanan declares. He brings a run in Masechta Chulin. The run is speaking about a different halacha, and the run says that according to Abaye, the chiddush of the Gemara there in Chulin, Abaye will agree that ein loy mishas el mishas chiddush ve'elach. So we see that when there is a real chiddush, Abaye holds that the edim only become posel mikan labo. Yet over here, Abaye holds eid zarim l'mafreya. Must be that he holds that it's not a chiddush. That's the raya Rabbi Chanan brings from the Ran and Chulin, and that's why here Abaye holds the mafreya, because there is no chiddush, because the second pair are being made on the goof of the edim, that they cannot be edim. However, Rabbi Chanan brings down that the Rambam in Perek Yudches Mehilchus Edus states, Vizu Shehemina Torah Edus Achroinim Ala Rishonim. The fact that by edim zoyimim the Torah believed the second pair of edim against the first pair of edim, Zeris Akosav who. It's Exeris HaKosim, and the Kesef Mishnah explains, Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam is referring to our Gemara that calls it a Chiddush, even though in our Gemara it's Rava that calls it a Chiddush, but the Kesef Mishnah says that Abaye also holds it's a Chiddush. The only thing is that Abaye doesn't hold that by a Chiddush you go only Mikan Labo. He holds, even if it is a Chiddush, it is Exeris HaKosim, you still go to Mafreya. So the clair of Rabbi Chanan Vassman comes out to be a machlokes rishonim between the Ran and Chulin and the Rambam, whether the pshat is there is no chiddush in edim zayim, that's why we go l'mafreya. However, if there would be a chiddush, we would go l'kan labo, or the pshat is that even if it is a chiddush, you still go l'mafreya. Tosis here in the sugya asks the kasha, why in fact do we consider edim zayim to be a chiddush? It shouldn't be a chiddush. We should definitely believe the second cut over the first cut, because the second cut has a migui. The second cut could have said that the first pair were gazlanim. If they were coming to lie, what did they have to say? That you are zoymim, you were with us in Los Angeles. They could have just said, you are gazlanim. We saw you steal, and therefore you are posel leidus. And we have a rule that migui always gives validity to the taina that the person is saying. So Tosis asks, it's not a chiddush that we would believe the second pair. The second pair who said that the first pair are zaymen are believed because they have a migud. They could have said the first pair are gazlanim. Tosis gives two terutzim. The first terutz of Tosis is that by the re says that we don't say a migud by two people, only by one person. A migud means if I was a liar, I could have thought of a better lie. I could have said so and so. That's only by one person's thinking. But to say that two people would think identically of saying the other edus, that we don't say. So it comes out, according to this teretz of the Ri, conceptually, migui could be said by two witnesses. It only practically it doesn't work out. But if it could actually work out, then Tosis holds that the second pair of Edom would in fact be stronger than the first pair of Edom. However, Tosis' second teretz is that Migui does not help by Edom at all, because Migui can't be better than if the second pair of Edom would have another two pair of Edom. Four. And if you'd have four against the original two, we learned before, Trei Kameya, the four is not any better clarity than the two. The Torah gave two nemonis equal to 100, to 1,000. So therefore, migui isn't better than two edim, and if there were another two edim, it wouldn't make the second group better than the first group, and that's why we don't believe the second group because of migui, and that's why it is a chiddush that we believe the second group over the first group. So Rabbi Chanan brings down that Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuvas and Simon Kuf Lamed Vav says that l'chayra, the svar of the Ri, who says conceptually migui would help by two people, it just practically doesn't work out that each one should have the same migui in their mind, that we should believe both of them because of the same migui, but conceptually it would work out. That would be similar to what we find that by trey, you leave the thing on a chazaka. You don't know if a woman was divorced. He threw a get, and two Adam say it was close to him, and she's not divorced. Two Adam say it was close to her, and she is divorced. It was in her Dalet Amos. She is divorced. We have Trey. We have a Suffolk. We leave it on the Chazakah that she was an Ashes Ish. So just like Chazakah works by Trey, Migui will work by Trey also. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger says there's a fallacy in that thinking, because by Chazakah working by Trey, it's not that we believe the Adam who say she's still an Ashes Ish because they have a Chazakah, but rather Trey renders it a Suffolk. And then there comes in a din, a psak, how are you machriya? This shaila, this suffix, you're machriya through the chazakah, through the way it had been established until now, that she wasn't the Eishes Ish. That's how she remains. But the chazakah is not clarifying that two Adam are better than the other two Adam. However, here by migui, you're trying to say, the migui means that it shows that they're more believed. L'chayra, the second teretz of Tosfos, that there's nothing more believed than two Edom, it's not better than four against two, so two Edom with a migui against two Edom without a migui shouldn't be better than four Edom against two Edom. L'chayra, the Rebbe Akiva Eger asks, that we still, tzarchi, and what does the re mean that a migui should work, and you cannot compare it to chazakah, which is just a way of establishing what the din is. But migui, which works as trying to be mevarer, to clarify what the truth here, migui shouldn't help more than another pair of Edom attached to these two Edom. So Rabbi Chanan wants to explain what the machloikis is, and he says that the machloikis, to answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, the re holds that one item can overpower another item if it's a different koyach. For example, ruba v'chazaka, we say ruba adif. Roiv is stronger than chazaka. So, by edim, four edim are not stronger than two edim. It's the same koyach. You're coming with the same koyach of edus. Edus maxes out at two. If you bring four, you haven't improved anything. It's the same koyach of edus. However, if the re holds, if two Edom have a migui, so then I'm not coming to the table with a power of Edom. I'm coming to the table with a power of Edom plus a different kind of power, a migui power. Tosfos holds, the re holds that once it's a new power, then just like Roiv overpowers Chazakah, two Edom with a migui will overpower two Edom without a migui. However, the second Teretz in Tosfos holds no, that two Edom is the biggest beerer that the Torah gave, and therefore, just because the second pair of Edom have a migui doesn't give them any higher beerer than the first Edom. We don't care if it's the same koyach of Edus or it's another koyach of migui, but the fact is, you've come, once you have two Edom, you have the highest threshold of Nemonis of clarity on a situation. So even if the other Adam have migui, it's not going to overpower with whatever power it is. It's not going to overpower the first two Adam, and therefore Tosfos holds that two Adam with a migui are not stronger than regular two Adam, and therefore there is a chiddush here in our sugya that we believe the second pair of Adam. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going to connect this shaila of Eidzam L'mafreya, or Mikhan L'abod, Machlag Zabayin Rav, we're going to connect to our Mishnah, none we learned in our Mishnah. Gonav Al Pishnayim, if two Edom testified that he stole, V'tavach U'machar Al Pihim, and the same Edom said that he had shechted the animal or sold it, and therefore he is Chayiv, Dalet or Hay, V'nimtzu Zomimin, and we found out that they are Zomimin, that they were someplace else at the time of the Genev and at the time of the Tzvicha Mechira, Mishaman, as I call it. The Mishnah stated that the Edom Zoyim have to pay whatever they wanted to be mafsid, the alleged Ganev, they have to pay him Dalet Vehei, my love. What is the case speaking about? Isn't it speaking about She'idu ala Geneva? First they testified on the Geneva, V'chazu v'idu ala Tzvicha, and then they testified on the Tzvicha, V'huzmu ala Geneva, And then Edom came and said that we're mazim you on the Gneva, v'chazru v'huzmu ala tficha, and then they were also muzim on the tficha. That was the sequence, the way it happened. V'isal kedatra, and if you're going to say like Abaya, l'mafreya hu nifsal, that he is pasul l'mafreya hani kiven de itzmu lu agneva. These Edom, once they became muzim on the Gnevi, gloy milsum afreya, so retroactively it comes out, the chiasadu atvicha, that when they gave their edus on the tvicha, psulin have, they were posel. If so, amai mishalman atvicha, why do they have to pay for the tvicha? The halacha of Edom Zoymimin is that they were up till their haggadis edus kosher Edom, and now they made themselves into Edom Zoymim through the testimony that they testified. But here, if you say according to Abaya, and the way we said the halacha is like Abaya, that you go to Mafreya, so it comes out that when the Edom made them into Edom Zoymim for the Geneva, it comes out they were posel retroactively to the time when they said the Haggadis Edus on the Gneva. So subsequently, when they testified on the Tvicha, they were already Edom Psulim. If they're Edom Psulim, we see a Chiddush from our Gemara, and we're going to explain the Makar of this Chiddush in a moment, but we see that if there's an Eid who's posel, he cannot become an Eid Zomim. So why should they have to pay on the Tvicha? If they can't be Edom Zoymim on the Tvicha, because they're already Edom Psulim, because you say Eid Zoymim afreya nifsal, why do they have to pay for the Tvicha? Amri, so the B'nai Yeshiva wanted to answer this kasha. Hachamai Eskin, here we're speaking about, Kegoin Shehuzmu ala Tvicha Tchila, that they were first Muslim on the Tvicha, not like we thought in the Havamina, that the sequence was Gneva Tvicha, and then Huzmu al Gneva, and then Huzmu al Tvicha, but rather it was Gneva Tvicha, there was Edus on Gneva, Edus on Tvicha, and then there was Hazama on Tvicha. So at the time when they were Muslim on the Tvicha, the Edus of the Gneva was still standing. They were still Kosher Edom for the Gneva. And that means that when they said the Tvicha, they still had a status of being Kosher Edom. And then they became Zoymimin on the Tvicha. Then they have to pay. Amri, so then the B'nai Yeshiva said back, Soif Soif, but that doesn't matter if the Hazama was first on the Tvicha. Why? Ki Hadri Mizmi Agneva, because later on, when they became Zoymim on the Gneva, so now what happens? Igloy Milsa, retroactively it comes out, the Chiyasadu Atvicha, that when they said testimony on the Tvicha, Psulunav, they were Pasul. You're right. They first became Zoymim on the Tvicha, then they became Zoymim on the Gneva. But once they become Zoymim on the Gneva, we say, according to Balaam of Freyon Nifsal, so it comes out that they were already Pasul, Bishas, when they testified on the Gneva, so when they're testifying on the Tvicha, they're Edom Psulim. By the Gneva, they still had a status of Edom Ksherim. So on that, they talk after pay, once they became Zoymimim on that Edus. But on the Tvicha, they've already established retroactively that they are considered an Edom Psulim. On the Tvicha, Amai Mishalmi HaTvicha, why do they have to pay on Tvicha? V'hilchas d'Allah is, this is a way of the Gemara giving an answer. It's answering it in a strange way with the word V'hilchas. And the Mephorshim say it could be because we already had before the two dots v'hilchasik avasei d'abaya b'yal kegam. So now we're saying v'hilchasik the halach of abaya b'yal kegam, that in our sugya eid zoyim l'mafreyahu nifsal, when can that halacha work? Only she'idu b'vas achas, in the following case, that they testified at the same time v'huzmu. In other words, they testified on the Gneva and the Tvicha together. And then they became Muslim. Now Rashi says we're not goyrus v'huzmu v'asachas, because the Hazama doesn't matter if it was done at the same time or if it was done one after the other. The main point that our Gemara is trying to say is that the original Haggadis Edus of these Edom Zoymimin was v'asachas. They said that, let's say, on Tuesday, they said that on Sunday he stole, and on Monday we saw that he did Tvicha and Mechira. So Rashi explains that since we have a rule of Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Damri, that a person can always have charata, and we'll see what the shir of Torah Kedei Dibur is on Amud Beis, we'll discuss that. A person can always have charata for a few moments. So in those few moments that he said, we saw that he stole, there's a few moments where they can have charata. In those few moments, they said that he was Teveach and Moicher. So it comes out that they are still at the time of Tvicha Mechira, even if you say Eitz Zon Mafreyu Nifsol, but they're still considered an Eitz Kosher because that was in the window of those few moments where they could still have had charata on the Gneva, so they cannot become Posula Eidus on the moment that they said Gneva. They cannot become Posula on a few seconds after, which is the time they can have charata, and in that time they said Tvicha Mechira, so at the time of Tvicha Mechira they still had a status of Eidus Kosher. Rashi points out that we're going to remain with what the Gemara said before, that they were Huzmu first on the Tvicha and then on the Gneva, because had they been Huzmu on the Gneva, then even though they have a status of Eid Kosher, as we just explained, because they said the Tvicha in the window of Teich Kirei Dibur to the Gneva, but then there would be a different issue that their testimony would be irrelevant, because once they became Muslim on the Gneva, so we have a rule, as the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah, Im ein Gneva, ein Tvicha, ve'ein Mechira. If we take away Gneva, if we have no proof that he stole it, then there cannot be a din of Dalet Vehei, of Tvicha Mechira either. So Memela, they wouldn't have to pay on the Tvicha, because their testimony was considered irrelevant. Once we were mazim them from the Gneva, and he's not going to be chayiv on the Gneva, the alleged ganev, so Memela there cannot be Tvicha Mechira. Memela, there's no testimony, relevant testimony of Tvicha Mechira. So the only way that they could have to pay for both the Gneva and the Tvicha Mechira is if the Gneva and Tvicha Mechira were said Bevas Achas, so they're still Eidim Ksherim, and they were Muslim on the Tvicha and then on the Gneva, so then their testimony on the Tvicha was considered relevant, then they would have to pay for the Gneva and for the Tvicha and Mechira. Now, as we saw from this Gemara, a Yisoid comes out that if, in fact, Eidim are Posel at the time when they became Muslim, there is no Din Azom. The Afike Yam in Simen Chav Beis tells us that there are two approaches of why this is so. The first is written in Reb Kiv Eger and Simen Kufay and Tess. It's based on the Pasuk by Eidim Zoyman. Vehine Eid Sheker Ho Eid Sheker on a Balchiv. The aid is an aid checker. So vasisim loy kasher zama. So the whole din of azama is only that he was an aid up till now. He had a cheskes kashrus. He was an aid kosher, and now in this particular aidus that he said now, here is where he for the first time said checker and became from being a valid aid, he became into an aid checker. But if he was already posel, so he was never an aid. If he was never an aid, there cannot be a din azama. That's the first understanding of this halacha. The Beis Meir in his Chidushim in Bava Kama has a different approach. The whole din, as we're going to see further, and we're going to have it in today's daf on Amud Beis, in Rashi, Divrei HaMaschil, Shehuchishu L'Besayf Huzmu, Rashi says, Ukishe Nigmar Adin Alpiyim Koyim Shehuchishu Amar Rava. Shame loin nigmar adin adayin afilu huzmu betchila ein neragim sheein or edim zoyim neragim ad sheyigmar adin. The important halacha in edim zoyim is that there's no din azama unless bezdin paskin a gemar din based on their testimony. If they were Muslim before the gemar din, there's no din of edim zoyim. So here, where it comes out that the testimony was given by an eid posel. So it comes out that the Gemar Din was betos. So it's as if there wasn't no Gemar Din. It's as if it's Kaidim Gemar Din. If it's Kaidim Gemar Din, there is no Din Azama. What is the Nafkamina between these two approaches? The Nafkamina will be if the two litigants said that they are willing to be Makabel Eidim Sum, let's say relatives. They will accept whatever their relatives say as testimony, even though the relatives are Kroivim and Posel. So Bezdin will accept these Eidim if the litigants say that their testimony is acceptable to them. So now, if we will say that the pshat is, and these Edom later became Zoymen. So if the pshat is that the whole din of Azam is only on an Eid kosher, these in fact are Edom Psulim. They were accepted by Beis Din, but they're Edom Psulim. There's no din Azam. But if the pshat is that an Eid posel always causes that the Gemar din is betos and there is no Gemar din, and it's like it's before the Gemar din, and therefore there cannot be any din of Azama. Here, where the Beis Din and the litigants accepted the testimony of the Edom Psulim, so the Gemar din was not betos. If the Gemar din was not betos, then in fact a din Hazama will be possible. Continues the Gemara, Lemus Nanoi, perhaps we should say that this shiloh of Mikan Labo or Lamafreya is a machloikis tanoyim, as we learned in the Brisa. Hoyushnai meidnoi soy shaganav. There were two Edom that testified that he stole. Vehein meidnoi soy shatavach. And they themselves, those same pair of Edom, were made that he was tavach. Vahuzmu ala gneva. And then they became Muslim only on the gneva. The din is Edisha batla miktasa batla kula. That this takes away the tficha mechira as well, which means the alleged ganev is potter from gneva because the edim were huzim on the gneva. Tficha mechira, which he was accused of, falls away as well because one, if there's no gneva, there's no tficha mechira. As far as the edim are concerned, they will have to pay kefil what they wanted to do to the alleged ganev. That's Hazama. However, on the Tvicha Mechira, which they said, they do not have to pay, because once they were shown to be false Edom on the Gneva, if there's no Gneva, there's no Tvicha Mechira. So Memela, their Edus on the Tvicha Mechira was never accepted, and therefore they cannot become Zoymimim on this Edus, which is now irrelevant because they were proven false on the Gneva. So they would only have to pay for the original Geneva that they accused the alleged Ganev. However, continues the Brisa, Huzmu ala Tvicha, if they were Muslim on the Tvicha and not on the Geneva, so who Misham Tashlumei Kefil? So they weren't found to be Edom Zoymim on the Geneva, so the alleged Ganev has to pay Kefil. But Vehein, Mishalmin, Tashlum Mishloisha, they'll have to pay three parts. If it was a shor where you pay Chamisha, so two is paid by the Ganev, and they were Muslim on the other three parts, the Chamisha, so that they would have to pay to the alleged, to the person who was alleged that he was Tevech HaMeicher. He was found to be a Ganev, but they would have to pay him for Tvichu Mechira. Amar Rabbi Yossi. So on this Brisa, Rabbi Yossi made the following statement. By Medvor, when do we say this halacha b'shtei yiddis? That's it. It's two separate groups of Edim. When do we say that the Ganev has to pay for Kefil? That's if there was two separate Kitim of Edim on the Gneva and on the Tvichu Mechira. Avol Beidus Achas, but if it was one Edus, who's one group that said both facts, then Eidish Abad L'Maksasa, Bat L'Kula. Then once they became Zoymim on the Tvicha Mechira, the Gneva is Batla as well, and he doesn't have to pay for the Gneva either. And now the Gemara is going to try to understand what did Rabbi Yossi exactly mean with Shtei Yiddias and Eidus Achas. My B'Shtei Yiddias and my B'Eidus Achas. Ilem B'Shtei Yiddias Amish. If you say Shtei Yiddias means what it would simply seem to mean, two separate groups of Edim. B'shtei kitois. So, and what does Be'edis Achas mean? Bekat Achas. It's one group. B'zeach or zeh. And they said their testimony. One day they said on Geneva. The next day they said on Tvicha Mechira. Now they could have said Kat Achas, B'vas Achas. But the Gemara is trying to say, since Rabbi Yossi was mechalik between two and one, and you're telling me two means two groups of Edis, so one could have the same halacha whether they said it the same time or whether they said it two different days. So the Gemara is going and saying, okay, let's assume that that's the pshat, that two means two separate groups, and one is one group, but they didn't say it at the same time. they said it one after the other, and you're telling me that in that case it would be Eidish Batla B'Mitzvah Batla Kula, and the Ganav, the alleged Ganav, would not even pay for the Kefil. Since they were found to be Eim Zoyim on the Tzvicha, then we would throw out the Ganav as well. The Omer Rabbi Yaisi. So it would come out, if that's the Pshat in Rabbi Yaisi's words, it would come out the following. Listen to what you're saying. Be'edis achas, be'kat achas, by one edis, with one group, be'zeh zeh, one after the other, ki misadi agneva, if, for example, on Sunday he stole, Monday he was tevechu moicher, Tuesday they came to Bezdin and told about the gneva on Sunday, v'hoder misadi atvicha, and then on Wednesday they said testimony about what happened on Monday with the Tvicha. Ki mitzmi atvicha, when they subsequently become Muslim only on the Tvicha, you were with us on Monday when you said the Tvicha took place. Sunday could be true, but Monday you were with us. So what are you saying? That in that case, Rabbi Yossi would hold and they're considered as if they're Muslim on the Gneva? Where do you come off to say such a thing? Why only if it's two separate pairs of Edim, then I say that if they're Muslim on the Tvicha, then the Ganav has to pay on the Kefil. But if it's the same pair of Edim who said their testimony on two different days, then you're telling me if the Edim show, the second pair of Edim said that you were with us on the day that you saw Monday that he was Tevechu Moicher, then on Sunday when you said he was Goinev, you also are considered Edim Zoymim. And he also doesn't have to pay. Mehechateise, just because they were proven to be in Los Angeles on Monday, maybe on Sunday they in fact saw that he stole it on Sunday. Why should there be such a loch? Elolav. Logically, that can't be pshat. We have to say a different pshat. When Rabbi Yossi said that the whole halacha of the gun of paying kefil is b'shtei idiyas, you know what that meant? It didn't mean really two kat edim. That meant, as the case we just said, be'edis achas kein shtei idiyas. When you have one edis like two idiyas, umay ninu, and when is that? Kat achas, you have one group of edim. B'zeh zeh, they testified on Tuesday about Sunday, and on Wednesday about the tzvich on Monday. So there, if they were found to be Zoymimim on Monday, that does not take away from their Eidus on Sunday, and he has to pay Kefil. That's what we mean by Shtei Eidus. It's really one cut who said it on two different days. Avol be'Eidus Achas b'Vas Achas Loi. But if, in fact, it would be one cut of Eidim who said it all at one time, so there the halacha would be that he would not have to pay the kefil. If they said their edus on Tuesday that we saw that on Sunday he stole and on Monday was tevechu moicher, and they were found to be edim zoymimim only on the tvicha, then he would not have to pay for the gneva. And now we have to understand what this machloikis is. The Chachamim don't agree with Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim say he would still have to pay for the Gneva in this case. Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to pay. So first we're going to learn this Gemara simply, and then we'll see a question of the Marsha that opens up the whole sugya, and how the Achiezer learns, and we'll understand the Gemara deeper, and we'll come to the clear understanding of the Gemara. Let's just first say the words of the Gemara. So the Savrua, the Bnei Yeshiva held, the Kuli Alma, in this Machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Yossi, everybody holds Toichere Dibber Kedibber Dami, that if you say two Eidus, you said on the Gneva, you said on the Tvicha Mechira, but you said it all together, so it's considered like one Eidus. My love, Baal Kamifkli, this is the Machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Yossi. Rabban and Savri, Mekanalo Baal Nifsel. The Rabban will hold like Rav and Mekanalo Baal, it becomes possible. The Kiv and the Mahi Shaita, and since from the time when the Edom came and said that you are Zoymimid, Kamitzmi, they became Muslim. Atvicha the Kamitzmi Idzim. So what the Edom said that you were with us On that, they're muzum. Agneva deloy mitzami lo yitzam. But on the Gneva, which the second pair of Edom did not testify about, so they are not muzum. And therefore, the alleged ganav is considered to be a real ganav, and he has to pay kefil. That's a swore of the Rabbanan. They go mikan labo. So Mimela, they only take it from the tficha, on what the Edom said that they were zoyman. However, Rabbi Yossi saw, Rabbi Yossi holds a mafreyu nifso. Rabbi Yossi, well, like a baya that age of a mafreyu nifso. The kivin the miyad, immediately, ki esidu, hudamifsli, they become possible when they say the edus right away. Ki itzmula tvicha, when they became zoyman the tvicha, itzmulu nami agneva. So then we go retroactive even to the gneva. Because when you have two edus that are linked together, we say it's like all one edus. And if they became zoyman on the, they become retroactively on the Gneva as well. So Rashi, in the bottom, Rashi says, to say that they become Edom, a Muslim on the Gneva, according to Rabbi Yossi, doesn't mean they're Mamish Muslim, because they don't have to pay the money. There was no Azama. There was no actual Azama on what they testified that we saw on Sunday that he stole. So Rashi's words are, the second last line of Rashi on the Amid, Ella ifsulu agneva mishum psul edis. They become posel on the gneva because of psul edis. So Rashi seems to learn that Einach and Amid are not going to have to pay, the Edom are not going to have to pay because they were not actually Muslim. But since they became posel because of the Tvicho as Edom Zoymim, and we say Lamafreya, so we're going to make them posel on the gneva as well. On this, the Marsha asks Astira, and really, this kasha is not only in the Marsha, the Rishonim, the Shita Mekabetzes brings this kasha down, that it will come out, that the way Rashi's learning the Gemara, that the Gemara here is Soyser, what it said, at the right after the two dots. Right after the two dots, we were going on our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if they were found to be Zoymen on the Gneva and at Tvicha Mechir, they have to pay everything. And we asked the Kasha, if L'mafreyu nifso, so Memele their posel Eidus B'shas Tvicha. And an Eid posel, as we learned, there is no din of Hazama, so why do they have to pay on the Tvicha? On that we answered that since they testified the Tvicha, Toichle Dibber of the Gneva, and that was still in the time where they could have had Charata from the Gneva, they're still considered eight kosher on the tvicha. So it comes out that even though they're going to be later found to be posel on the gneva, because in that case of our Mishnah, they are found to be posel on both the gneva and the tvicha. It's only that they're first found on the tvicha, later on the gneva. But once they're found later on the gneva, yet we say that at the time of the goddess Eidus, they are considered to be Edim Kosher who became Zoymimim. And that's why they have to pay for the Gneva and for the Tvicha. So there we don't say that since they're Edim Zoymimim, they become Apostle Edus at the time of the Haggadah of the Gneva and of the Tvicha of Mechira. Otherwise they wouldn't have to pay. And here we're saying that once he becomes posel on the Tvicha, he also becomes posel on the Gneva, which he said a few seconds earlier. It seems to be a contradiction. So the Shita says a pshat, and the Achiezer, Rav Chaim Oizer Grodzinski, says that Be'emes, that that's gufa what Rashi means also. The Shita says that there's a big difference between the Gemara before and our Gemara. The Gemara before was discussing the subject, are they considered Edim Ksherim or not? If they're not an Adam Eid Kosher, B'Shasa got to say this, there's no Din Azama. So we say, yes, even if you hold them a Freya who Nifsol, but you have to wait until he says the Gneva, and until he says Toichere Dibber the Tvicha, and right after that, which is after Toichere Dibber, so then the Hazama L'mafreya can work. So they remain Edim Ksherim, and therefore the Din Azama works, and they have to pay. However, here we're speaking about the question, should the alleged Ganev have to pay the Kefil or not? So here we're discussing their Edus, not whether they're Edim Ksherim, but what they said as Edus. So we say, here we say, Edish Abatul Mektsasa Abatul Kula, that's the words of Rabbi Yossi. Here we say that since we are going to find that your edus is not a valid edus because you were muzim on the tvicha. Then not only do I wipe out what you said on the tvicha, I wipe out what you said on the geneva as well, and then he would not have to pay, according to Rabbi Yossi. Asks the shita, if so, so it comes out that even if I hold l'mafreyu nifsal, it's not l'mafreyu all the way back to the moment when they said he's a ganav, he stole, he was tavech ha-moicher. That amount of time that they said geneva and tvicha mechira, they're still in the category of edim ksherim. So why does the Gemara say that only according to Abai who says l'mafreyu nifsal? Would Rabbi Yossi hold Eidu Shabbat L'Maktsas Shabbat L'Kuloi? Maybe we could say it according to the Mandi Yomer that says Mikana Labo Nifsal also. That once we knocked off the Shechita, the Tavach Umachar, so we knock off the Gneva as well. You're telling me that according to the Mandi Yomer L'Mafreya, it doesn't include the moment of the saying of Gneva and Tvicha Mechira either. So why is one Mandi Yomer better than the other? True. It happens l'mafreya, but if you're telling me that he's considered an eid kosher during that time, except here we're discussing the eidus, what he said, the eidus is not acceptable, and that's why the ganav, the alleged ganav, doesn't have to pay kefil. So maybe even if I say mikan labo, we would say the same thing, since we knocked off the tvicha and the gneva was connected with the tvicha. Eidu Shabbat L'Maktsas Shabbat L'Kula. Answers the Achi Ezer, no. Where do we learn out the din of Eidu Shabbat L'Maktsas Shabbat L'Kula? That we learn out from Eidim Shabbat L'Maktsas Shabbat L'Kula. Gemara in Makkos, Daf Hei Amid Beis, that says that if you have a group of three, and Nimtza Echemem Karvu Pasol, so all of these Eidim, even the other two who were Kosher Eidim, are considered invalid Eidim. So, from there, says the Achi Ezer, we learn out that when we look at the Eidus, the testimony that they said, where we also have a similar halacha, Eidus Shabbat L'Maktsasa, but L'Kula, but that's learned out from Eidim. And just like by Eidim, we only say that halacha when it's a psul in their guf, so too, we only say Eidus Shabbat L'Maktsasa, but L'Kula, when it's a psul in the guf. Now our Gemara makes a lot of sense. Let's go to the Gemara, back to the Gemara, and we'll read it with the understanding of the Achi Ezer. Savrua, the Bnei Yeshiva held, the Kuli Amatar Kedibr Kedibr Dami, my Labo Kemavli, Rabbanin Savri Mekan Labo Nifsal. He's not an Eid Zoyim L'Mafre, Vekivin the Mahi Shaita Kamitzami, since he becomes an Eid Zoyim from that moment when the Eidim say their Agoda, because even though, according to the Rabbanon, we won't accept his testimony of Tvicha, but we're not going to make the further jump of, since the Tvicha is not accepted, the Gnev is not accepted either. Because it's not a psulaguf. According to the Rabbanon, if Mikan Labon Nifsal, it comes out it's only possible from the time of the Hazama. But from retroactively, the last month of Eidus that you've been saying is not possible. It's not retroactive to when, even a moment after you said the Eidus. So the fact that we don't accept the Tvicha is because we know you're lying. But it's not because we consider it a psula guf. So Memela, if it's just because you're lying, then we don't say Eidus Shabbat L'Maktsas Shabbat L'Kula. However, Rabbi Yossi Sovel, Mafreyu Nifsal. V'kivin the miyad ki yisadehu demisli, and since they become posel, the moment after that toichrei dibber, that moment after when they said tavachu machar, from that moment on they become posel. So ki itzmalei atvicha, itzmalei nami agnevet. So now it comes out retroactively that when we don't accept their tvicha, their edus, it's because we have shown that they are Eidim Psulim. Oh, if they're Eidim Psulim, then in fact we say Eidim Shabbat L'Maktsas Shabbat L'Kula. Why? Da Toich Kedibur, Kedibur Dami. Then we do say Eidim Shabbat L'Maktsas Shabbat L'Kula, And that's the nafkamina. If you go mikan laboy, you're right. We're not going to accept your edus of tvicha, but that will not cause you to disregard the edus on gneva. The ganev will have to pay. However, if you say lemafreyu nifsel, then it comes out we don't accept the edus, not because we know it's a lie, but because they are posel edus. If the reason is because it's posel edus, then we could say the klal, which we learn out from nimtzachad mem karvu posel, and then we can say edus bal mikshas bal kula. It nullifies the tvicha. It also nullifies the gneva. He does not have to pay. And Achiezer says that's really what Rashi means. Rashi means in the last line of Rashi, Ela ifslu agneva mishum psul edus. If the reason you're not accepting the tvich is because of psul edus, then we could say edus bal mikshasa but la kula. Continues the Gemara, Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva said, E Tarkere Dibber Kedibber Dami, the Kuliyama, the Mafreyu Nifsal. If we would hold the Tarkere Dibber Kedibber Dami, then everybody would hold it is the Mafreya. Elohacha, but Tarkere Dibber Kedibber Dami, Kabifli, the Machlaikis is not an Abai and Rava. The Gemara wants to say the Machlaikis is whether we say Tarkere Dibber Kedibber Dami or not. Rabban and Savri Tarkere Dibber, Lav Kedibber Dami. It's considered like two separate Adis. If it's like two separate Adis, when they said Gneva and they said Tvicha, and now you're not accepting the Tvicha, so even if Lemafreyu Nifsal, but the Gneva is not associated with the Tvicha, and therefore the Gneva does not get nullified, and therefore the Ganav has to pay the Kefal. Rabbi Yossi Sarva, Toichle Dibber, Kedibber Dami. Rabbi Yossi Al-Sarkele Dibber is Kedibber Dami, and the two Adis are linked together, and therefore if Lemafreya, and we have a Psul of being Adim Zaimim concerning the Tvicha, that Adis Shabbat Mekhtas Shabbat Lakula, on the Gneva as well. Ask the Gemara, Vesavar Rabbi Yossi Tarkele Dibber Kedibber Dami. Does Rabbi Yossi in fact hold that Tarkele Dibber is Kedibber Dami? Vatanan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Masechta Temura. Harezu Temura Sa'ala Temura Shlamim. Rashi says we're not goyres utmur shlam. He said that this animal should be a tmura of an oila, tmura of a shlamim. So what is it? Is it a tmura of an oila or is it a shlam? So Rameir holds harezu tmuras oila divra Rameir, that we toughest lashon rishon. We take his first lashon and we say that's the ikur that he wanted, and therefore it is a tmura. It has all the dinim of a tmura of an oila. Rabbi Yossi Aimer im lekach neschav mitchila. If Hitaka wanted to say both, and the run in the Dorm of Samach Tesamah Bay says that we in fact ask him, did you want to say both, but you weren't able to say both things at the same time from your mouth? Since you can't say tmuras oil and tmuras shlamim in the same time, therefore his words are kept for both. And Rashi explains, we let the animal get a mum, we sell it, and with the money he buys half an oila and half a shlamim. But says Rabbi Yossi, ve'im amar tmuras oila v'nimlach, and he changes his mind, v'amar tmuras shlamim, harezu tmuras oila. Then Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Meir that it has a din of tmuras oila. V'avinu, but we had a shaila, nimlach pshita, what do you have to tell me that alach, avade? If he first said tmuras oila, he changed his mind, it remains tmuras oila. V'amar Rapapa, and Rapapa responded, nimlach b'tarkere dibber kamrinin, that we're speaking about that he had charat b'tarkere dibber. And therefore, and Tarkele Dibber is not considered Kedei Dibber, that's the Kiddush. So Lachar, from here we see that Rabbi Yossi Shita is that Tarkele Dibber is Lavke Dibber. How could you say that Rabbi Yossi Shita is Tarkele Dibber's Kedibber, and therefore once the Tvicha gets nullified, the Edus of the Gneva gets nullified as well? Amri, Trey Tarkele Dibber, there are two cases of Tarkele Dibber. Chad Kedei Shilas Talmud L'Rav. One is the way a Talmud asks a Rav his Shalom. As Tosis points out here, Divrei Maschil Kedei Shilas Talmud L'Rav, the Gemara in Bracha says, "Hanoisa Shalom v'Amachzer Shalom Rabbi Gorim L'Shchinah Shad Stalak Miyisrael." So, what's pshat that a Talmud is asking a Rav? Taisa says that that's when he says Shalom without saying his Rabbi. But if he says it with respect, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umayri, that is a lot of that's not Gorim Shchinah Shad Stalak Miyisrael. So, which Tarkele Dibber does Rabbi Yossi not hold of? That's if he does the long one. Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umayri. That Chad Kedei Shilas HaRav LaTalmud. One is what a Rav asks a Talmud, Shalom Alecha. That short Tarech Kedei Dibber is accepted. That's what Rabbi Yossi is speaking about. Tosis, Ki Lesle, Rabbi Yossi Kedei Shilas HaTalmud LaRav. which does Rabbi Yossi not hold of the way a Talmud speaks to a Rav? Shalom Alecha Rabbi Meir, but the Nafish, it's very big. But Kedei, Sheilas, Harav, LeTalmud, Shalom Alecha, Islay. If all he says is what a Rav says to a Talmud, Shalom Alecha, that he holds of, and therefore it'll be L'mafreya, and the Tricha will be Batul, and the Gneva will be Batul. So Tosis and Divrei Maskil Kilasli Rabbi Yossi points out that L'chayra, nobody in the sugya holds of the classical Toichrei Dibber, Kedibber Dami. The Machlag is Bavli and Yerushalmi. Is it Shalom Alecha Rebbe? Is it Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri? But everybody holds that at least Shalom Alecha Rebbe is still considered. Maybe even Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri is Toichrei Dibber, Kedibber Dami. A person can have Charata. So here, the Rabbanan don't even hold of a short one. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of a long one, but he holds only of a short one. Tosfos says that we hold like a Brisa, which says in Masechet Nazir, Hareini Nazir v'shama chaveri v'amr v'ani. If Toichel Dibber, he said, I also am a Nazir, so he becomes a Nazir as well. We hold that it's Shoma, the Kedei Shilas Rav LeTalmud of Kedei Shilas Talmud LeRav is also considered Toichel Dibber Kedibber Dami. And now Tosfos says, based on the Maskana of the Gemara, the Pshat. This Tosfos is Trei Toichel Dibber. Once the Gemara comes out to the two Toichel Dibber, so what Rabbi Yossi meant to say is that if he said it in the short Toichel Dibber, then even if he changed his mind, even if he wanted to say Oila and he said Shlomim, but it was very quick, within the time of Shalom Alecha, so then, even if he changed his mind, it's not. It's as if he had come out like that lechatchila. And the opposite, if he said it in the period of a longer one of Kedei Shilas Talmud L'Rav, there, even if he had in mind lechatchila that he wants to do that, it's considered nimlach, and it will not be a shlamim. It will be a tmuras oil. Continues the Gemara Merava. Eidim shulchul b'sayf uzmu. If Eidim were first mukhash, and then they were muzam. First two Edom, they said that Reuven killed Shimon, and two other Edom said that Reuven did not kill Shimon. And then a third pair of Edom came along and said that, how could you say that Reuven killed Shimon? You were with us in Los Angeles when this murder allegedly took place in New York. The din is now Rugin, that the first pair of Edom, who were first Mukhash, and then Muslim, they're Nerek. We don't say that once they became Mukhash, their Edus is thrown out. And then when the third pair of Edom come to be Muslim, then there's no Edus, valid Edus, upon which they're being Muslim. And here's where Rashi points out that, of course, it's speaking about Acher Gmar Din, because if it's not speaking about Acher Gmar Din, then even if there was Hazama without Akasha, it would not be a valid Hazama, because Hazama only is valid when Bezdin Paskind Alpi, the initial Edus. So there Nerugin says the Gemara in our case, by Edim Shulch Shulub Saifuzmu, why? The Akasha Tchilas Hazama Hi, Elish Lai Nigmara. Hakasha is saying that what you said is not true, except that Kasha didn't go as far as to say that you weren't even at the scene of the crime. Hazama goes a step further and says that you weren't even at the scene of the crime. But you definitely cannot say that this took place. Your Edus is not valid. You weren't even there. So HaKosh is not an end in itself. It's the beginning of Hazama, but it's considered after HaKosh that the original Edus is still standing. And therefore, there could be a din hazama. Otherwise, there would never be a din hazama if it follows hakosh. Amar Rav, Minu Amin Allah. How do I know that I'm right? The son, we learned in Brisa. Midani Bish Ploini. I'm testifying on that person. Shasim Esein Avdai. That he blinded his Evid. So then the Evid would go out Lecheris. Vehip Lashina. He also made his tooth fall out. Once he goes out Lecheris, I'm saying that he has to pay the Evid for being Mazikin. And Shareya Rav Oimerkain. The Rav agrees with me. He's Nich with what I'm saying. The Gemara is going to ask, what does it mean that the Rav is Nich? The Gemara is going to explain how the Rav could be Nich to such a testimony, which would make him lose his Evid and have to pay. The Nimtzu Zayman, this group that said this, were found to be Adam Zayman. Misham, Demei Ayin La'avdai. They have to pay the value of the eye to the Evid. Ask the Gemara, Hechadami, what's the case here? Eilei Mekidiktani, if you take it at face value, Deleka Katachorna, there is no other cut that's testifying in this case. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. Why? I have three questions. Number one, Mishalman demei ayin la'eved. They have to pay the eved for his eye. Basir mafkile lecheres demei ainik aboy shlumi. What's asher kasher zomim? What I wanted to damage, that's what I have to pay. Here, I wanted to get for the eved freedom by saying that his eye was knocked out by his master. So then later, when I'm found Muslim, I have to pay the eved for his eye. I was trying to do good to the eved to get him free. The yoy, the second question. You know what I really should pay? Demei kuli eved l'rav boy l'shum. I should have to pay the rav that I was trying to get the eved freed when he wasn't supposed to be freed. So that's what I should have to pay for azab. The yoy, the third kasha. Sh'arav rav oimer kein. The rav agrees with what I'm saying. A rav minichle. The Rav wants a testimony that he has to free his Eved and pay him for his tooth. El Alav must be. You're going to also make trade. The case is that two Adam came by me and they said, Hippol Ashena. You know what happened? First he knocked out his tooth. And then Sima Ashena. So what would be the din? He would go free for the tooth and he would have to pay his Eved for his eye. The boy Mesalei or Rav Demeena. That the Rav would have to pay the Eved now for after he's freed, that his eye was knocked out for his eye. Then the middle pair of Adam came, Vamri, and they said, Einoi, you know what happened? First he knocked out his eye, so he goes free. Vaharashinoi, then his tooth. That when they are Muslim subsequently by a third group of Adam, so what damage did they want to pay? The boy Mesalei Harav Demeinu. Vaharashinoi, then his tooth. Einoi, Vaharashinoi. So the second pair of Adam are trying to say that all the master has to pay to the Eved is for his teeth. So there is Akhasha, because the first one said that first happened the eye and then it first happened the tooth and then the eye. The second one said that first happened the eye and then the tooth. Vahainu Sharea Rav Oimer came. The Rav is saying, like the second pair, that first the eye and then the tooth. The Nichla b'maidikam, he's very happy with what the second pair of Adam are saying, because all he'll have to pay the Eved is for his tooth and not for his eye. Uktan even in Suzaiman. Then the second middle group was found to be Zaiman. Mitzioi, Mishalman d'me'ayin l'Eved. So the Mitzia, the middle group, has to pay the eye that they wanted to be Mazik d'Eved. The Eved is going to go free here, Mamanavshach. Either his eye was knocked out first or his tooth was knocked out first. But if his tooth was knocked out first, like the first pair of Adam are saying, and then his eye, he's going to get a lot of money for his eye. If it's like the second pair of Adam, then it happened in reverse, the eye first and the tooth second, which the master is very happy to hear, then the master only has to pay a little bit for a tooth. So when they're found to be Zoyim, it comes out they had planned to make the Eved lose his payment from his master for his eye. The Meiri speaks out, of course, they don't have to pay for the whole eye, they have to pay for the eye minus the tooth, because the tooth he was going to have to pay according to their Eidus also. So that difference, that's the hesed that they wanted to do to the Eved, that's what they have to pay to the Eved. So, but if I would say that Akash is not Chilas Hazama, then I would say that the two pairs of Adam knock each other out. There's no valid testimony here because of the original Akasha. So when the third Kata Adam come to say Azama, they're not saying Azama on any valid, relevant testimony. Shema Amina, that's Rava's Raya, that Akasha Tchilas Azama, that Akasha is only the beginning of Azama. It's considered as if there is a valid testimony still standing. It's not knocked off completely. Memela later when the third Kata comes, their Azama is considered a valid Azama. And that's why the Eidim will have to pay the difference between an eye and a tooth to the Eved.